From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the killing of a group of charity workers in Afghanistan. Local authorities say 10 people, including six American members of a medical team, are dead. A Taliban spokesman claims they were killed because they were spying for the U.S. and preaching Christianity. But Dirk Franz of the International Assistance Mission Charity disputes that.
IAM is a Christian organization. We've worked here since 1966. All along, we've been known to the government as a Christian agency, and we're registered as such. We do not proselytize.
Franz also told the Associated Press that he is skeptical of the Taliban claim of responsibility. Hundreds of fires are raging across Russia. At least 52 people have died, and thousands of homes have been destroyed. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, the flames and smoke are causing flight delays and health risks.
For the second day in a row, a thick layer of smog has enveloped Moscow. Officials say that the concentration of airborne pollutants, such as carbon monoxide, is six times more than what's considered healthy, and they're warning people to stay inside. Russian officials have admitted they can't get the blazes under control. Valeriy Gvardarsky is with the 110th Fire Brigade. He says Russia doesn't have enough firefighters and that they're having to use volunteers with no experience. The Kremlin has mobilized some 250,000 volunteers, military personnel, and firefighters to try and get the blazes under control. Meanwhile, forecasters say temperatures are expected to remain near 100 degrees for the next week, with no rain in sight. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
An important spacewalk is underway outside the International Space Station. Two astronauts are working to fully restore the station's cooling system by replacing a broken ammonia pump. Officials say it's one of the most challenging repair work ever attempted. A second spacewalk will be required. President Obama is upbeat about Medicare today, saying it has a stronger foundation thanks to the health care law.
Medicare isn't just a program. It's a commitment to America's seniors that after working your whole life, you've earned the security of quality health care you can afford.
Speaking today in his weekly address, the president welcomed an annual report issued this week that says Medicare will stay afloat for a dozen years longer than previously projected because of the cost cuts stemming from the health care overhaul. Republicans are taking a swipe at the president over taxes. The president wants to let a series of tax cuts for the wealthy expire on schedule in January. But Illinois Congressman Peter Roskam says letting them expire would prevent businesses from creating jobs.
Every dollar in new taxes owed is a dollar that can't be used to pay current employees or hire new workers.
Roskam was speaking in the GOP address. He says a strong recovery is impossible when small business is hobbled. This is NPR News. Pakistan is dealing with more flooding today. Pakistan is being soaked with rain again, and heavy downpours are in the forecast. Authorities are trying to evacuate thousands who live in the south of the country. The flooding that began about 2 weeks ago has been devastating. Pakistani officials say about 1,500 people have died. All the water has prompted questions about Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari. Zardari is set this hour to address members of Britain's large Pakistani community. As Larry Miller reports from London, the purpose of Zardari's speech is to pick up political and financial support abroad while boosting falling popularity at home.
Zardari rejects critics who say he should be home during this national crisis, explaining the prime minister's in charge and there's little he could do to help. The rally was also meant to launch the political career of the president's son, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari. But as the event grew controversial, he instead made a flood relief appeal at Pakistan's London embassy.
This is not a time to play politics. We need to do whatever is necessary to help our brothers and sisters in Pakistan.
The 21-year-old Oxford University graduate is also the son of the assassinated former Pakistani leader, Benazir Bhutto. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Forecasters are keeping an eye on a couple of tropical storms. In Bermuda, beaches are closed as Tropical Storm Colin approaches. Authorities are warning of high winds and dangerous surf. Colin's center is expected to pass near or over the British territory today. In the Pacific, Tropical Storm Estelle is churning off Mexico's southwest coast, but forecasters say it's not a threat to land. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Support for